Here's the history of two decades of innovation in two sentences. The past 10 years have been about discovering new ways to create, invent, and work together on the web. The next 10 years will be about applying those lessons to the real world. This book is about the next 10 years. Wondrous as the web is, it doesn't compare to the real world. Not in economic size, online commerce is less than 10% of all sales, and not in its place in our lives. The digital revolution has been largely limited to screens. We love screens, of course, on our laptops, our TVs, our phones. But we live in homes, drive in cars, and work in offices. We are surrounded by physical goods, most of them products of a manufacturing economy that over the past century has been transformed in all ways but one. Unlike the web, it hasn't been open to all. Because of the expertise, equipment, and costs of producing things on a large scale, manufacturing has been mostly the provenance of big companies and trained professionals. That's about to change. Why? Because making things has gone digital. Physical objects now begin as designs on screens, and those designs can be shared online as files. This has been happening over the past few decades in factories and industrial design shops, but now it's happening on consumer desktops and in basements too. And once an industry goes digital, it changes in profound ways, as we've seen in everything from retail to publishing. The biggest transformation is not in the way things are done, but in who's doing it. Once things can be done on regular computers, they can be done by anyone. And that's exactly what we're seeing happen now in manufacturing. Today, anyone with an invention or good design can upload files to a service to have that product made, in small batches or large, or make it themselves with increasingly powerful digital desktop fabrication tools such as 3D printers. Would-be entrepreneurs and inventors are no longer at the mercy of large companies to manufacture their ideas. This appeals to the web generation in a way that tinkering in the workshops of old did not. At the same time, the digital natives are starting to hunger for life beyond the screen. Making something that starts virtual but quickly becomes tactile and usable in the everyday world is satisfying in a way that pure pixels are not. The quest for reality ends up with making real things. This is not just speculation or wishful thinking. It can already be felt in a movement that's gathering steam at a rate that rivals the first industrial revolution and hasn't been seen since, well, the web itself. Today, there are nearly 1,000 makerspaces, shared production facilities, around the world, and they're growing at an astounding rate. Shanghai alone is building 100 of them. Many makerspaces are created by local communities, but they also include a chain of gym-style membership workshops called Tech Shop, run by a former executive of the Kinko's printing and copying chain, and aiming to be as ubiquitous. Meanwhile, consider the rise of Etsy, a web marketplace for makers with nearly 1 million sellers who sold more than $0.5 billion worth of their products on the site in 2011. Or the 100,000 people who come to the Maker Fair in San Mateo each year to share their work and learn from other makers, just as they do at the scores of other Maker Fairs around the world.